Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here we are, Thursday, the 20th day of January 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours at least. Dr. Jerome Corsi will be joining us coming up in T-minus an hour and a half to get into the bizarre statements of the governor of Hawaii, Abercrombie, which have been interpreted by many to say they can't find the actual birth certificate but have a record that one was created in 1961. He'll be joining us for 30 minutes in the second half of the next hour. There is just a ton of incredibly important news I want to go over. Obviously, the House has passed the government takeover of health care. They have passed the repeal of that. Also, the news is reporting that the biggest mafia bust in history has netted more than 100 members of organized crime. And it's a bunch of slobs in the photos and video I've seen in blue-collar jogging suits. If you believe that this is the actual real mafia in this country, these are low-level gangsters. And this is just another level of the lie. Back in the 40s and even 50s, we were told by the head of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, that La Cosa Nostra was a conspiracy theory. He said that in Congress. It did not exist because reportedly they had photos of him dressed up like a woman with his boyfriend, the deputy director of the FBI. And so they were blackmailing him, and they said it just doesn't exist. And then once they had to admit that it existed, state police and others started busting them themselves at the state level, they said, oh, it's only Italians. Only Italians engage in hereditary crime syndicates. No, every racial and regional and religious group on the planet has always formed organized crime systems. It's called hereditary gangs. And this is how humans operate. And every major group on this planet, it doesn't matter what region, what part of the world, Africa, China, the United States, Europe, Israel, Russia, Latin America, they've all got gangs, and it's always organized around a racial or religious background because that's what binds these groups together. But the Italian mafia is a small overall component of this, certainly bad guys, but not one-tenth as venomous as some of the more murderous mafias out there that put them to shame, like the Russian mafia, which, of course, is heavily backed by the Russian government. So we're going to be looking at this whitewasher today, the biggest mafia bust. Of course, the big mafia is the syndicated crime syndicate of the banking cartel. And that's who really dominates all of this. And the other crime syndicates are just bottom feeders compared to that. It is the global crime syndicate that steals the trillions a month and that is shoving our world into world government. So we're going to be breaking all of that down today as well. But we are going to continue also looking at the communist dictator's visit, Hu Jintao, to the United States. We're going to break down. Also, Virginia lawmakers are looking to stop climate change probe. And I was listening to the radio this morning and heard Fox News reporting that the federal government has withdrawn its support for a climate change report that's been being used. It turns out it's fraudulent, just like all the other big reports. But it isn't stopping the different federal agencies like the Energy Department and other organizations, the Environmental Protection Agency, from going into Texas and other states and trying to basically shut down our power plants. And there's all these crazy statements. We saw it a few days ago from the head of the Goddard Space Center saying China's done a great job on the environment. That's why they're going to take over. I saw other news articles today saying China is getting tough on the environment and we're not, and that's why they're rising. I mean, it's just a total lie. China basically has no environmental rules. We have them stacked sky high, and that's why we can't compete. And it's just a total fraud. So that's all coming up as well on the other side. And I never got to that fluoride story I mentioned yesterday. I'm going to cover that first.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thursday, January 20th, 2011. I'm still not used to saying 2011. By the time I'm accustomed to it, it will be 2012. Hard to believe. Obama says we welcome China's rise. Well, great. If China wasn't authoritarian, dictatorial, arming itself to the teeth against the U.S., if their top generals weren't in official government publications every week talking about gearing up for war against the U.S., and if our own, quote, elites, the offshore banking cartel, wasn't positioning China against us, if they weren't openly crowing that China is going to replace the United States as the world superpower, after the United States has financed all of this, that's the big issue here. That's the big problem. I get so many emails and see so many comments saying, Alex, Asia's rioting. You know, China's got big population problems. China's got big rebellion problems. China is teetering on the edge of collapse. Don't worry about them. I'm not worried about China. I'm worried about the geopolitical stratagem that has been developed openly by Henry Kissinger and others. He was on Charlie Rose last night bragging that thanks to the economic crisis, the crisis he talked about designing for decades, that now people are accepting the New World Order. Now all the countries are getting in line. And there's announcements about how $100 trillion of additional credit is needed to save the world economy. That means $100 trillion additional to the private banks, who then hoard it and use it to buy up the imploding economy. This is their takeover plan. And every time we do what they say and go along with their banker bailouts and their takeovers, things only get worse. And then they've got a new solution. Give them even more power. Then they've got another solution. Even more, 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 more. We go back 2.5 years ago to October of 2008. They had national polls of 99%. They were getting 1,000-to-1 phone calls in Congress against what was happening. But the Congress was bought and paid for and went ahead with it, including many Republicans. So we're going to be going over all of that today. Good news, House passes health law repeal. The bad news is doesn't have that much of a chance in the Senate unless we get serious and introduce the political idea, the political narrative that's constitutional, that how about we start impeaching members of the Senate? How about we start trying to impeach Obama for doing something unconstitutional? How about we put this into a constitutional crisis, knowing we have the Constitution on our side, and force its repeal now before they begin implementing it this year? With hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. The last time it was over 500. Every week, scores of new mega companies and other even small companies that have made donations to the Democrats, they get exemptions from the health care. It's unconstitutional right there. It's unfair. It's discriminatory. My operation, as this gets put into place, I'm going to have to get health care. And all that means is you come to your employees and say, okay, here's the federal law. I got to pay for half of it. You got to pay for half. I'm cutting your pay by 25% or more. Sorry, the government says so. They're like, but we want to buy our own health care, or we want to, you know, go this route. No, I'm sorry. You don't have a choice. And now the government's taking over what type of health care you get and openly setting up the death panels, which were unelected bureaucrats decide what your local doctors and what your insurance providers are allowed to let the medical care personnel, the experts, the professionals, give you. This is what managed care is. This is what big government takeover of care is. So we're going to be breaking all of that down today. But first, I want to get to this report because I mentioned it at the start of the broadcast yesterday and I never got to it. Again, imagine how much more of this is going on that I'm not aware of or that you're not aware of, because I just happened to be on my YouTube channel looking at how many views that special we put out last week, a 10-minute report on the government's admission that sodium fluoride is hurting children after all these decades of denial as the evidence piled up. I did a 10-minute report that is very detailed with links and documents showing the sevenfold increase in cancer in men. I've always said at least a doubling. We actually have the government documents. It's a sevenfold. If I don't have the documents in front of me, I always just kind of lowball it. It's an overall tripling if you average men and women together. But all the numbers are there. It's all linked. And I saw a comment on there saying, yeah, I was watching the local news here in San Jose, California, and they said a man went into a house that was being fumigated for insects. They only use this for either cockroaches or bed bugs. They didn't say what the issue was, but a big tent over the house, big yellow and black tent with giant warning signs everywhere. The people were having it fumigated, and the guy said, the news didn't mention it, but the signs that they pointed out, the police said, well, there's no liability here. The sign said, deadly gas, don't go in. And the guy broke in and was found dead when the exterminators returned the next day. And in that report, on the signs, it says fluoride. And specifically, it's sulfuryl fluoride, which is just basically an aerosolized form of sodium fluoride, which, of course, is one of the main ingredients in decon rat poison and in many other poisons, is just flat-out sodium fluoride. If you want to see that, just search the term fluoride rat poison, and you'll see news articles and cutouts of the ingredients on the cans blown up on modern rat poisons and going back over 100 years. Also, a cockroach poison that they've been using for a long time. You just spread out a white powder. The main ingredient is sodium fluoride. This is what they're putting in our water. But the issue here is that this is how deadly fluoride is this guy went in there and succumbed and died from it, okay, from fluoride gas. And the headline is, man dies after house fumigated with same fluoride compound sprayed on food. And there you see on the screen, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, the simulcast, the radio show, it says sodium fluoride kills roaches, crickets, water bugs, silverfish. W.R. Sweeney, MFR, Inc., Salisbury, Missouri. And it says, warning, you know, if you swallow this, it'll kill you. It's got a skull and crossbones there. You can pull up several other of them that go over that. But it says, warning, may be fatal if swallowed. So there you have it. And that particular can of stuff from back in the 50s was 98 cents for a big, juicy can of sodium fluoride. So what's happening is the social engineers can get away with brazen things back in the 50s to say, here, the federal government says sodium fluoride is good for your teeth. It's wonderful. We're going to put it in your water. Of course, we have all the documents, and those are linked in the video, the 10-minute video, where Rockefeller Foundation and others discuss using things like sodium fluoride, also adding different chemicals to vaccines to reduce fertility. They said, well, if we totally sterilize everybody, they'll notice. But if we just incrementally do it, they won't notice as much. It's like the ambient background noise is just being turned up. It's slowly being increased until it comes to a crescendo or a conflagration. Now, this article is very important to get out to people. It also has our special 10-minute report that Aaron spent so much time putting together. It needs to be seen. We can save a lot of people. This is something folks can take action on now. Man dies after house fumigated with same fluoride compound sprayed on food. And that's the other big angle on this. There are two kinds of approved derivatives of sodium fluoride being used in agriculture. One is added to water and is a surface pesticide sprayed on everything from grapes to soybeans. I mean, just across the board, it was approved in 2005, and it's being used all over the place, and it goes right through the cell walls of the plants and bioaccumulates inside the plants. Then they have this gas, this sulfuryl fluoride, that they have in big granaries and places where they're having weevil or rat problems. They just gas it, and it does get into the food, trace amounts. So this is very, very serious. People need to know this. Let's go ahead and play this local news clip that we have screenshots of the video, Danger, Fumigation, Sulfuryl Fluoride. And then there's another name of another derivative of fluoride under it. So there's two different types they sprayed in. And it's got skull and crossbones on it and says, do not get anywhere near. So let's go ahead and play the video of this. And hopefully everybody will take this to heart and warn their friends and family. Here it is.
It's new at 10. KTVU's Linda Cuesta live in San Jose outside the home on Lanier Lane, just south of Tully Road. He joins us now with late details on the story. Lloyd?
Frank, San Jose police tonight told me they have identified the suspect, but they have yet to notify next of kin. They say this is not a case of homicide, but they are baffled by why would someone enter a house vented, tented for fumigation and with clearly posted signs warning of the danger.
We are living here and we're supplying. I don't know what how the person did in there.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, they got an investigation or what. I don't know.
Neighbors say the house had been foreclosed by the bank and was vacant for several months. A buyer closed escrow earlier this month and was remodeling the three-bedroom home. The fumigation tent went up on Saturday and signs were clearly posted warning of the danger.
That's kind of strange, and I don't know how they, I mean, the guys that were here fumigating, I don't know how they knew that the guy was inside.
When workers came this afternoon, they found the body inside. Police speculate the victim was either homeless, looking for a warm place to spend the night, or it was a burglary attempt, and the man was overcome by the fumigation fumes.
That's a scare for me, so, because I'm living in here, you know, and I really didn't expect that happening right here. So, because it's very quiet.
You can watch the rest of it up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're linked to the local TV station. But that's another issue. All over the country with this bed bug infestation, I know they're using this all over Austin in apartments. What happens when you're next door or below it or above it? What about these workers? I mean, this is incredible. But I guess they say fluoride's good for you, so there you go. But it isn't good for roaches or bed bugs. Kills them deader than a hammer. Being spread on our food, They're basically nerve gassing it when it's being kept in warehouses to keep the bugs off. It's not good for us, folks. We'll be right back.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Coming up later in the next hour, we've got some breaking news. I was just shown this during the break by Tim Frugier here in our office. Anderson Cooper versus Congressman Cohen debate is comparing Republicans to Nazis. Wrong. And I saw this already in the news today. It's made it into quite a few newspapers that he reportedly said this last night, and it's already in the news today, obviously. And guess who he goes after? Jesse Ventura, who now is out of the country. I know he would respond to this. and True TV, and how dare us, the show that I really consulted on and had my seal on more than any of the other 16 programs that have aired, and I consulted on almost all of them. I mean, that was 80% my research, my stamp. And I'm proud of that. You've heard Ventura thank me here on air for the help. Our footage of the FEMA camp, the documents, we told them about what was already publicly available, the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act for roundups during pandemics, the secret documents from the state of New York dealing with mass graves during pandemics, the Emergency Centers Act, the 10 FEMA regions that there are now 10 governors over the U.S. I mean, that was a hardcore show. And they went and interviewed former FBI agents who were very prominent, admitting that we're going into a form of martial law and that this is all wrong. And it was just a devastating program, devastating 46 minutes of broadcast, hour-long program total with the commercials in there. And he has just gone so far out here claiming that basically the Arizona shooting was connected to anybody criticizing the government, when it's well known now that Jared Lee Loeffner was a out-of-his-mind hallucinogen addict who was a liberal and who was obsessed with the congresswoman, who now they say is leaving the hospital this week and going to a Texas rehabilitation center. So we're certainly glad to hear that. But this whole story just gets stranger and stranger by the minute. So I'm going to cover that at 8 after, starting the second segment of the next hour. We're going to be going over that because it is just absolutely incredible what this congressman is up to. Now, Homeland Security put pressure on Time Warner, which, by the way, owns CNN. I haven't seen the whole 14-minute clip. I only watched a few minutes, but didn't see them mention that. And this is a show promoted on Larry King Live and on other CNN shows in the last 2 years. And they thought, I guess, that people wouldn't take it serious. Well, they did take it serious. And I'm very proud to have been associated with the show. And Ventura had a private bet with myself and others that the first season would not air. But the head of True TV said, look, I've never been censored. They never tell me what I can and can't put on. They vetted and fact-checked it all, and they put it on. And then they had all sorts of dirty tricks going on that they don't want me to get into behind the scenes. You heard Braverman, one of the producers and others here, say, look, you're lucky this is on the air. Before it even got pulled, he said there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. And it probably won't be airing next year, a new season. I haven't been told that, but that's what's in the wind. And they are pulling not just one episode, but others. Now the evidence is showing, and they're doing something unprecedented, and I've got internal documents on this that obviously the sources have given us and asked that we not show, because it'll tell you people exactly who it is. Not with True TV. This is inside cable, local cable companies getting the orders to erase all of the episodes off DVRs remotely. So this is just unprecedented censorship that's going on. And I don't like the fact that Congressman Cohen is running around doing this unchallenged. The word I got is the ADL was putting pressure on AOL. Cohen was, Homeland Security, and others. And Homeland Security is rolling out on the streets of America. In fact, I'll show this to you on screen when we come back from break. Homeland Security orders Americans around in the parking lot. And this is just a photo sent to us by a listener. I'd like to get an article written on this and tie it into the Viper teams and the Homeland Security teams and the 9,000 locations getting telescreens telling you to watch other shoppers and your neighbors with Homeland Security messages. But now it says, for your safety, please no parking, U.S. Department of Homeland Security. And this is at a Stu Leonard supermarket in Yonkers, New York. It says, from a reader, I thought you'd like to see the attached picture. It was taken by a friend of mine in the parking lot of a Stu Leonard's supermarket in Yonkers, New York. I guess the DHS can tell us where and where not to park. The sign was placed near the propane tanks. And again, the message is terrorists are everywhere. They may try to blow up propane tanks. So now you have this federal jurisdiction, this extrajudicial zoning, where they go into parking lots at grocery stores in front of gas stations, and they're just Homeland Security signs. Oh, sorry, can't use these parking spaces now. You know, you pull up to 7-Eleven, or you pull up to Home Depot, or you pull up, and there's the propane tanks, Rhino propane, whatever the case may be. I bought a lot of it to barbecue. You know, it's all locked up in cages. Well, now, see, oh, you can't be trusted to even park there. Al-Qaeda may drive a truck up there and blow it up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
Is it finishing off this agenda? They'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Okay, again, we have these photos linked up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and these are popping up all over the country as the federal government takes over every facet of our society ahead of the admission that we're going into an economic collapse. And if you want to find it, you just search the terms Homeland Security orders Americans around in the parking lot. And this is, again, in Yonkers, New York, at a grocery store. For your safety, please no parking. U.S. Department of Homeland Security. And then here's another photo that Matt Ryan found of a similar sign out front of store, just simply saying, Homeland Security, all suspicious persons and activities are immediately reported to our law enforcement agency. But it's just this message that Homeland Security, Homeland Security. The other sign actually has the Homeland Security seal on it. And they're saying the TSA, they're going to use the roads as their, quote, jurisdiction. And then that was talked about in the North American Union SPP documents that we got in 2007. They tried to block the release, but Judicial Watch sued and got them. They said, we're going to use the threat of terror as a way to merge Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. and to unify the security systems. And we're going to use the highways to tax people as part of this new North American Union to fund the SPP. So they're moving forward with all of this right now. And it's a classic authoritarian takeover model. But if you talk about it, are the threat fusion centers admittedly spying on people? Are the threat fusion centers illegally going to Ron Paul Campaign for Liberty meetings that Ron Paul is at, you know, in Houston and other areas? I'm going to bring this up to him Friday when he joins us in the first hour. And spying on Ron Paul and Ron Paul supporters and Bob Barr supporters. You know, the Myack reported 2 years ago is now just manifesting itself publicly. And they're training us to spy on each other. Don't trust other citizens. Just trust your great and all-powerful government that cares so much about you. Now getting into other important stacks of news. Coming up, House passes the repeal of the government health care takeover. But the problem is the Senate is set to block that. I want to get into these mafia busts reportedly going on in New York. I want to get into some police state news, D.C. expanding public surveillance camera net. Another report, Zimbabwe mulls treason charges over WikiLeaks. That's just some of what's coming up. But I want to get back into China. We're being told in our media that America is falling apart. America is going into a worse and worse economic atmosphere because we haven't accepted carbon taxes. That's like saying if you've been shot in the chest with a shotgun but are still barely alive, the reason that you're in critical condition is because you weren't shot another time with the shotgun, or that several more shotgun blasts at close range would probably help you. It's kind of like hammering nails and hitting your thumb and saying, well, the answer is just go ahead and hammer your hand full power. And it's never backed up by any facts or any research. Obviously, carbon taxes will shut our economy down even faster. And then I've got all these articles today. I'm going to dig through the stack and go over them, where there's all these statements by Democrats and NASA people and others and about, well, China's doing so good because they've put in all the environmental standards and the carbon taxes. They've put in none of it. They're the ones that refused the Copenhagen Treaty in late 2009, now over a year ago. And that's all on record. It's just there's just so much bald-faced lying going on. But I wanted to go over some of these articles. Obama, we welcome China's rise. But this is not a rise of the Chinese people who are incredibly oppressed. China holds the record for oppression. No one denies that. This is about the corrupt elite of China teaming up with the robber barons of the West to basically leverage their market control to destroy all their political and economic competitors and vertically integrate society. I mean, here's a disgusting article out of Time magazine. Why China does capitalism better than the U.S.? I remember a decade ago, the Chinese dictator at the time, the president at the time, came out and said, China's communist system is the greatest expression of capitalism. And the BBC was ran with the headline. People were like, well, this makes no sense. Well, no, it's the type of capitalism the globalists are talking about. Where they destroy economies by design. They put regulations on their competition, but not on themselves. It's all selectively enforced. It's not capitalism at all. It's just criminal mafia piracy. And that's what's happening in China. And they go through this gobbledygook about China responded properly to the economic crisis, but the Western world didn't. Well, China's already a wholly owned subsidiary of the central banks. It's an authoritarian system. The globalists love it. I mean, they praise it. David Rockefeller, Ted Turner, Prince Charles, the list goes on and on. They are selling authoritarianism here as the solution to all our problems when it's these authoritarians that have already hamstrung us financially so that we're beholden and under their control. I mean, it's so incredible. It's the tens and tens and tens and tens of trillions sucked out of Western coffers, then pumped into the private central banks who run our treasury departments worldwide to the G20, who said, we'll fix the economy if you give us more power. And then now things are accelerating in their decline, and their answer is, give us $100 trillion more. I've got that in my economy stack today. Here's the Washington Times. China, U.S., number one, no more. And then they just go through statements by the Communist Party and links to just, it's got to be more than 15 newspapers here where they're just talking about how we are a joke. And yeah, constantly I see the headlines out of China in the official government-run papers. Well, I guess they're all government-run. They reported last month that the only independent magazine in China was ordered shut down by the government. And then it's a dirty thing in our media when anybody asked the president about their, quote, human rights problem. Well, like it's a problem. This is their policy. This is what they intend to do. So it goes over all of that. And you've got these disgusting mainline liberals. This is out of a French news agency. Jackie Chan, Barbara Streisand, lead Hu Jintao state dinner guest. And it goes into how they praised him and how it was a star-studded lineup of liberals. Well, look at this article. I've got one here in the stack dealing with what's happening with Apple. Apple and its factories in China are, in every case I've seen, are the facilities, these giant factory cities, their private complexes, run by the government, with government backing, with government police in them, where they're having massive suicides every day. They had to put nets around them because the people would climb up on the roof and jump off head first trying to kill themselves. And I've got the articles here going to the stack I'm going to get to where China, again, is being praised for accepting carbon taxes and environmental standards that we won't. That is a ridiculous hoax. That's like saying Godzilla is real and attacked Tokyo last week. I mean, it is a verifiable, absolute, bald-faced lie. But then you see the truth occasionally rear its ugly head, but by individual Chinese citizens who I'm sure will get arrested or imprisoned or sent to a re-education camp. Because you criticize things there, that's what happens. Again, Paul Watson's wife contributed to one article. She's Chinese. To one article, and her family and people got threatened, and she was told all the way into England, you better not write for Prison Planet anymore. And we're only one step away from that with Congressman Cohen running around on a witch hunt against Jesse Ventura, myself, and others. You know, he's getting shows pulled off television. And reportedly they pulled the shows, you know, so that Homeland Security and Cohen wouldn't start demonizing him and attacking him. But, of course, they went ahead and went after him anyways. I mean, that's where we're going here. Apple faces pollution storm in China. Well, I thought Apple's liberal. I mean, they got Al Gore on their board. They're always telling us how we got to shut down Texas power plants, how we got to, you know, pass carbon taxes that are paid to Al Gore, and the IMF and World Bank. You look at the big carbon trading company in England, the biggest in the world, Rothschild-owned. I looked up Sir James Wolfensohn last night doing some research on him. I already knew it, but how he's named after James Rothschild and how he was born on Rothschild's birthday and all this weirdness, how he works for the Rothschilds. That's who ran the World Bank for all those years. I mean, it's disgusting to watch this mafia getting away with this. But then on a high horse telling us we can't collect rainwater and that I've got to pay a $3+ billion carbon tax living here in Austin over the next 3 years to these people. Oh, yeah, they couldn't get Congress to pass it, so they're just coming in, buying off the cities and doing it. Continuing, Apple faces pollution storm in China. A group of 36 Chinese environmental groups has accused Apple of failing to address concerns over pollution and worker health issues in factories supplying components for its gadgets. Yeah, the fumes, the toxic waste. I mean, you look at photos of these people in there working 16, 18 hours a day. Their children are taken from them and raised in government facilities. This is all on record. This is what Apple supports. And then you see every liberal car in Austin, almost every with Apple stickers, and they're just running around, Apple's so liberal. Oh, my gosh, it's so good. Oh. And we've got Apple editing computers because they're inexpensive and work well compared to even more expensive systems we've tried, you know, G5s and all that stuff and whatever their names are. But, you know, the issue is, we're just pointing out that this is a monstrous, wicked company, just like Microsoft. And they always pose as liberals. Bill Gates says he's putting, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars of his and other people's money in this tax-free foundation to save the earth. Those are businesses they run tax-free. Just like Obama's buddies are all exempt from the health care law. They don't have to buy the insurance. It's all fraud. Jaron just walked in and gave me something that completely blew me away. They have been quietly beta testing. I can hardly talk what I was just shown. It's just one more piece of the tens of thousands of pieces that totally confirms we're absolutely on target about everything we've said, except for the fact that it's worse than I could even imagine. Every night now, every morning, I am freaked out when I'm eating breakfast with my children or drinking a cup of coffee or researching that this is so real. Every day I wake up at 6 a.m. or even earlier. Today I slept in late. I woke up at about 7:30, and I woke up in the bed with my children running into the room, and I looked at how innocent and good they are and how they deserve a future of liberty and freedom. And I just said, God, I hope this country repents. When our government is openly embracing China, the most murderous government in history, and trying to spin it like it's good, and our media all over the place is telling us how China's great and how authoritarianism's kind of cool and gets things done. China allows parents who take the rural family's children and put them in these factories as young as 10, but in other cases they just take people's children and chain them to light poles, and the police allow it when they go to work. And the kid sits there for 14, 15, 16 hours chained to a pole. No food, no nothing. And, you know, the father I saw in one piece was interviewed. He said, well, I've got to go work. He pulls people in a hand-drawn taxi, or there'll be no food. And he gets that money every night and runs and gets his son and goes back to his wife, and they eat the food that the money bought, and they live in a shack by a toxic waste river. That was just one case. And then that's what we're competing against. That's the lifting China up. It's actually brought China down. And then they praise China for its environmental standards. But when our government openly embraces tyranny, now worldwide, the push for homeland security, the push for checkpoints, the push for warrantless wiretapping, that is now used, instead of America being that example of liberty, it's now the example of tyranny being good. And so is China. And I remember back to the Sandpoint naval brig. And I remember it was confirmed by local police in all three newspapers in Seattle. I'm about to get to the new news. It all ties together. I'm trying to bring into my understanding, my worldview, so you can see the three-dimensional model and then integrate it yourself and then tie it into your own data you're picking up locally so you understand how I think, how I understand all this. The minute Jaron brought this in and I just looked down at it, and I'm not telling you what it is yet, it instantly caused an entire matrix grid of understanding with thousands of research data points historically and what's happening domestically. Army checkpoints we videotape, pulling over buses and searching citizens 12 years ago, 13 years ago in Central Texas. Fake nuclear spills on I-35 we've witnessed and exposed to practice martial law takeover drills where they announce the nuclear spill is real. Homeland Security rolling out at shopping malls and Walmarts and citizen spy grids and professionals from dentists to managers to you name it. I mean, my own father. And then he went in and told the other dentist about it. And he said, oh, yeah, they came to my house last week separately and tried to recruit me for Homeland Security to spy on people, to spy on patients. I mean, it's just secret police are everywhere. They've built this giant army, this giant grid up, and it's all around us ahead of the total collapse of our economy, and then they'll offer the solution of an authoritarian system in the United States as the answer, and a complete top-down, engineered, managed economy, a command-and-control economy. But going back to Seattle, in Seattle, and I have this in Police State 2, the takeover, clips from local news. The Pentagon sent in Delta Force. They met up with Ford Foundation, hired anarchists who knew they were hired. They were housed in a government building. They were protected by the police. They went out and attacked the police, other police that weren't aware of the operation. Those police were told to stand down. It's all on video. And then they let the media film that and the public for a day and a half say, why aren't the police doing anything about them burning trash cans, knocking out windows, attacking McDonald's and Starbucks? Do something. And they said, okay, problem, reaction, solution. Then they unleashed the military, the state police, the police from all over the state, the Seattle police, on the 60,000 peaceful demonstrators and routed them even into neighborhoods, running up and savagely beating even old women, young women, men, pulling cars over randomly, dragging women out, spraying pepper spray on them. It was a police riot that the social engineers had triggered. And it later all came out in the news, and I have it in Police State 2, the takeover. Give you some background here. Then I send my crew to the G20 over a year ago now. It's in Police State 4, the rise of FEMA. I send them to Pittsburgh, and more than half the city is off limits to even be out and shop. We have footage of old ladies coming out of a grocery store with bags, and a police dog attacks them, and the women say, we're shopping. And they say, no one allowed. Footage of armored vehicles driving through neighborhoods, kids playing with footballs, and broadcasting, go in your houses now or we're going to hit you with sound cannons. Hired provocateurs again. They admit under the Emergency Centers Act they're going to use military bases to hold people. And when they arrested Rob Dude, Luke Radowski, and others, they took them to a military base. Guess where they're taking the 100 mafia people? To a military base.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
happening is they got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act. They were going to implode the United States, Greece, Ireland, the rest of Europe in a coordinated global operation. But they had to put the police state grid in place. And that's why the Rand Corporation and others in 99 said, we're moving into a police state. This is how we're going to federalize police. They published it all. We've shown you the command set up under federal control for small towns, medium towns, cities, large cities, metropolis. It's all there. We have their complete program. And it literally staggers me to see this happening. And to now have this background of Congressman Cohen and countless others calling for restrictions on free speech, saying we need a driver's license to get on the Internet, Internet ID. We need a speed limit on speech. There needs to be prior constraint on speech. The government wants to be able, under cybersecurity, to put announcements on everyone's websites. It's an overlay through your ISP, like a forced pop-up to counter information you're putting out. Cass Sunstein's talked about arresting people. He's the White House regulations czar that deny global warming or talk about 9/11 being an inside job. I mean, this is real authoritarianism and a high-tech version. And we've got multiple articles on this. Biggest mafia bust in New York City history. Videos of arrest. The Examiner has this. And at the end, there's a little blurb quoting NBC and the New York Daily News. So this is New York Daily News is the original source of this. The defendants are being held in the brig at Fort Hamilton, an army post in Brooklyn. So they held them at the, quote, FEMA Center. That's on the news in 99 in Seattle. They held Luke Radowski, Rob Dew, and others, and they would bring people in on trucks with the army, with the police, and they had some people with bags over their heads like they were Al-Qaeda. And they're just acclimating everyone, and that's what the Emergency Centers Act says, is we'll use military bases for any type of emergency, including civil unrest. They're gearing up to literally go door-to-door with army trucks and take you out and put you in it, and you disappear. And this is so brazen, so illegal, so tyrannical, so wicked. We openly have foreign banks looting us. $4-plus trillion now missing from the Pentagon. Open crime. And they're coming in, and they're putting up Homeland Security signs everywhere, and they're recruiting citizens everywhere, and they are creating block captains everywhere to spy on their neighbors. I mean, they're really going to do this. They've committed such huge crimes. That's what tyranny is. The average person over the years on the street or whatever says, why do I care? I have nothing to hide. You know, I'm just a professor. I'm just a school teacher. I'm just a lawyer. You know, I just go watch football and come home at 6 o'clock every night. Alex, you can fight tyranny all you want. Why should I care? Because the tyranny's for you, bozo. You understand that? The tyranny is for all these police officers, all these military people. They're all destroying their own country, but they're doing it through ignorance because it's slowly, incrementally done. And then we dare put out an hour-long TV show detailing the threat fusion centers, the 10 FEMA governors, the martial law plan, the Emergency Centers Act, and they go ape and have it pulled. Another indicator of how deep we are into this. New York Daily News reporting, the defendants are being held in the brig at Fort Hamilton, an army post in Brooklyn. 1937 headline, the local Jews from the town are being held at the local army depot. When your army that you supposedly defends your country starts being used and trained to engage citizens, that's called tyranny. That's called banana republic. Oh, man, I tell you what. New York Daily News. I mean, do you see what's happening in our media and putting Chinese flags up in D.C.? This is a soft power coup over America of the offshore banks, and their muscle is our military, our police, and the communist Chinese.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.